Let's take a look now at one of those Senate races here in Washington, where four-term U.S. Senator Patty Murray faces a challenge from Republican Chris Vance. He's a former chair of the state Republican Party, and this morning he distanced himself from his party's nominee, saying Donald Trump's policies would drive up our debt and destroy jobs. On foreign policy, he called Trump naive and dangerous. Chris Vance told Bill Radke what he'll be doing instead of backing Trump.
I will be voting for John Kasich in the May presidential primary. In November, I'll vote for a credible conservative third-party candidate if one emerges. Otherwise, I simply will not cast a vote for president.
What are you telling voters to do?
Well, I'm telling voters to vote for me for the U.S. Senate. This is a terrible conundrum that Republicans find themselves in. And I respect the fact that other Republicans are going to make different choices. But I just have to put principle and conscience ahead of party loyalty. I'm hoping it's a 24-hour story and we can get back to what we want to talk about. I'm running against Patty Murray. I'm not running against Donald Trump.
Well, Chris, like it or not, Donald Trump apparently is going to be the Republican nominee, the standard bearer. The Republican National Committee, their chair, Reince Priebus, says now is the time to unite behind Donald Trump. You're, in a sense, walking away from your party leadership, and aren't you counting on the Republican Party right now to help you in your run against Senator Patty Murray?
Yes, and I think everybody in the Republican Party recognizes that we are all going to make different choices, that this is a very unusual year and a very unusual circumstance. But whatever happens, I have to live with myself. And I have to put principle and conscience ahead of politics and party loyalty. I hope that Republicans will continue to support my candidacy. I'm not the only Republican making this decision.
Rob McKenna, the former Washington Attorney General who has been backing Kasich, he says he's not going to vote for Trump, and his concern is the effect that a Trump nomination would have on people like you. He's concerned about Republicans losing a lot of seats in Congress. Do you think that's true, that the Trump ticket could cost you your election and the governor's race, et cetera?
Well, if voters don't support Donald Trump, I hope they understand neither do I. This is an incredibly unusual year. And I hope this becomes a year when people will disaggregate their down-ballot decisions from the top of the ticket.
Let me make one pro-Donald Trump pitch to you. Okay, let's imagine I am a Washington State Republican Party leader, and I take you aside and say, Chris, Trump is a rookie. He's not going to ban Muslims. He's not going to deport 10 million people and build a wall that Mexico will pay for. He just says stuff, and it is general election time almost. He will pivot to the middle. He'll hire a smart team of advisors, and he's going to be, it's a lot better that Trump put people on the U.S. Supreme Court than President Hillary Clinton. Trump is better than Clinton.
And that is what the Trump supporters say. Again, I want to emphasize, I can't support either party's nominee. And I look at what Donald Trump has said, for instance, about the economy, particularly relating to Washington State. 40% of our jobs are directly related to international trade. I take him at his word that he wants to throw up trade barriers against Mexico, against China. That will massively impact Boeing, but also our agricultural workers. You know, we ship a lot of apples to Mexico, for instance. If Donald Trump does what he says he's going to do in terms of trade, it will destroy jobs in Washington State. How can I support that? How can I vote for that? I can't.
Chris, let's talk a little about the future of the Republican Party, because I'm not clear whether you are walking away from the Republican Party into who knows what, or whether you think the Republican Party has just left its senses temporarily. Is this an existential threat to the R in front of your name?
No, I've been a Republican all my life. But, you know, Bill, I'm a member of the party of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt and Dwight Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan and Dan Evans, and Slade Gorton, and Jennifer Dunn. And this nominee does not fit with that legacy. I think after November, there's going to be a reckoning and a major discussion about the future of the Republican Party. But for right now, it's about winning elections.
That's Chris Vance, former chair of Washington State Republicans, now challenging Senator Patty Murray, and saying this morning that he won't be supporting Donald Trump as his party's presidential nominee.